Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, before we start, I just want to say hi to all of our new listeners. If you're just tuning in, welcome to CityCast Houston. We're here to help you navigate all things Houston and learn more about this ever-changing city. For today, we're talking holiday safety tips, especially while you go out and about around town. I'm playing back one of our episodes from earlier this year with HPD Sergeant Jeremy Lehar about how to protect ourselves from jugging and slider crimes. It's Thursday, November 16th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanli, and here's what Houston's talking about. Sergeant Jeremy Lehar, welcome into CityCast Houston. We're so excited to have you on, and we're going to get these tips in just a second. But before we start, you got to tell me about your journey to becoming an HPD officer, because it is so fascinating.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that came out of left field.
Yeah. That's my specialty.
Yes, sir. No, man, that's a great question. I actually did not want to be a police officer growing up. You know, in the neighborhood I grew up in, all the time we would really see law enforcement is when they were coming and taking people to jail, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, them doing their job. So I was fortunate enough to have some great people in my corner growing up, and some of them, you know, were law enforcement / coaches. And so I went into education and then ended up kind of, you know, always had that love for helping people. And so I ended up going into law enforcement back in 2011. And I kind of get to do the best of both worlds now, where I get to do community outreach stuff. I get to work with youth and I get to help people from a law enforcement perspective.
Yeah, I love it. Everything that you're doing, and I've linked your website in our show notes, but people can read up on it. I mean, you are big on being in the community, also mentoring young women, young men, and making sure that they have a good relationship with law enforcement and the community in general, which is so important.
Yeah, I definitely believe it's proactive policing. You know, when you think about proactive policing, you think about you have a hot spot, you have a lot of crime in the area. So we need to get units out there to try and stop that from happening. But I feel like what we do here in community affairs is proactive, because we go out and we build those relationships with youth, with senior citizens, people from young to old, so that when they do have that interaction with us, they can lean on that positive interaction. They can lean on that education that we provide for them in different safety topics.
And that's why you're here. Let's talk about these safety topics and educate our listeners on what's been happening around the city of Houston. There's been a couple of types of crimes that have really picked up recently, jugging crimes and then slider crimes. But we'll start with the jugging crimes. What is this all about, and what exactly is jugging?
It's sad that we have to talk about this, but, you know, it's our job to educate people on this crime. It's something that I deal with on patrol. Jugging is when people are followed to a bank, a store, or a financial institution, and then they, you know, are watched to see if they take out a large sum of money. And then they're either followed to another location, or they're followed to their homes and they're robbed. And so the way it'll kind of work is, you know, it'll be a team of individuals who they may have somebody posted up in the actual bank or the financial institution pretending to be a customer. And so when they see somebody come in and make a large withdrawal, they'll communicate with the people outside in the parking lot, and then they'll then follow them. And the mistake that a lot of people make is they don't go straight home when they pull that money out. They may go to the grocery store. They may go to the mall, and they may think that, oh, I'm just going to put this envelope up under the door, the floorboard, the mat, and nobody's going to think to look there. Well, as soon as you leave that car, they're going to go and try and break into that car and see where that money is. Or they may even try and follow you home. And as soon as you exit your vehicle, they'll try and, you know, take advantage of that opportunity.
Wow. That is so scary. So how can listeners avoid being victims of jugging crimes?
That's a good question. Always in any situation, be aware of your surroundings. So avoid the urge to talk on the phone when leaving the bank, getting lost in your music. I know there's a lot of good music out there, good podcasts and, you know, streaming services, but audiobooks. Don't get lost in what's going on inside of your car. You're not paying attention to your surroundings outside of your car. Anything that's going to stop you from being able to see what's going on around you, please avoid that. Avoid the urge to run errands, grocery shop, any activity that will cause you to possibly leave your money in the car. Because like I said, the jokers will break into your car immediately. Look in those areas to try and, you know, get a hold of that money. And then one of the things that I heard from Lieutenant Jefferson, she did an interview with Channel 13 News. She had a really good tip. It was in case of an emergency, if there's someone following you, is not to panic. Think ahead and pre-program the closest police station in your GPS, closest to the financial institution or closest to your home. So if you do see and feel like somebody is following you or paying attention to your surroundings, you don't go straight home. You immediately call 911. You stay as calm as possible. And like we said, paying attention to your surroundings, you're able to give that make, that model, color of the vehicle, a description of whoever is driving that vehicle, and you let dispatch know, hey, I'm headed to this station. I'm in this 100 block of a street, and you know, I believe somebody has followed me, so that those officers at that station can be ready to act.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was my next question, is if you feel like you are being followed or you just notice that something is off, do you call 911? Do you call a different number? Because I know 911 lines have been getting clogged up a little bit more recently. So what is that fine balance of what a listener should do if they feel like they are being followed?
This is definitely an emergency. So 911 is the correct number. Now, you know, I've heard those commercials on the radio saying don't call the 911 if your internet's not working or something like that is going on. So this isn't one of those instances. This is an instance where it's dangerous. You need to act quickly. So you be able to call 911. You have to pay attention to the 100 block that you're in. I know it's a lot to ask. 100 block, car, make, model. But these are things that you need to be planning in scenarios in your head. So if something like that happens, you won't freeze and you'll know how to react.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. All right, so that's jugging crimes. Now, the new one that has really been capturing a lot of headlines is called slider crimes. What is a slider?
So when you think about a slider, most people think about those delicious mini hamburgers. Sometimes you put pickles.
I'm talking about.
You know, you put, you know, provolone cheese, whatever your preference is, right? But that's not what we're talking about in this instance, right? A slider crime is when somebody goes to the gas station, right? And they get caught up in those distractions. They may not lock their vehicle. They leave their purse on top of their passenger seat, or they leave it where, you know, people passing by can see. And so what they'll do is they are watching you just like you're supposed to be watching them. And they'll have somebody else pull up adjacent to your vehicle while you're pumping gas. You have your back turned. You're on the phone like you're not supposed to be at the gas pump, because that's dangerous as well. And they'll open your car, or if you leave the window open, they just, you know, gently open your vehicle, get your purse, close the car, and they drive off. Before you know it, it's gone.
Now, I've seen the videos where they just gently open it up and they'll just snatch the purse and you don't even know what just happened, right? But I've also seen the ones where they will be a little bit more brash and just come try to grab it off of you as well. So what can listeners do to avoid being a victim of a slider crime?
That's a good question. Do not leave any valuables in plain view, like we said a second ago. Place the valuables in locked glove boxes under the seats and the trunk. This includes briefcases, backpacks, purses, small carry-on bags, cash, coins, anything that may look tempting to somebody that's trying to, you know, commit one of these crimes. Because sometimes, you know, you can't just pay at the pump. You have to go inside. And some people make the mistake of, I'm going to leave my car running, or I'm just going to run in real quick. I can see it from, you know, the inside the gas station. Well, that's all the time that they need. So you want to take everything valuable out with you. Like if you have a purse, and lock it, Take your keys when you exit the vehicle. Lock all the doors. And when you're traveling alone, stop and you're stopping to pump gas. You know, just really pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah. To me, like, I don't care where I'm going. If I park, I'm immediately on alert. I'm just like, I always expect the worst, right? Like, I'm always looking around. I almost turn into like John Wick. I'm like, okay, what's my plan of action here? I'm not bringing guns to the fight or anything, but I'm just saying, like, I'm ready, right? I'm yeah, looking around and I'm ready to act. But is that the best thing, right? Like, if you are caught in a situation where somebody does come in and they grab your purse or backpack, whatever it may be, what should they do? Should we chase them? Do we just let it go? Like, that is a situation that in the moment you're like, I gotta go chase this guy, but that might not be the best thing.
So let's talk about purses first. So asking a woman not to carry a purse is like asking water not to be wet, right? So I'm not going to tell women don't carry a purse, but if you are going to carry a purse, carry it over your shoulder and not crossbody. So if you do have an individual that's an aggressive criminal and he's going to try and snatch that purse off of your person, it's not around your neck and it won't cause you injury, especially for like senior citizens. We tell them that all the time. So everything that's in that purse can be replaced, but you cannot. It's only one you, but purses come a dime a dozen. So if somebody comes and approaches you with a gun or any type of weapon, or if they're just being aggressive, go ahead and give them the purse. By the time they get in the car and get to the freeway, you've already called and canceled all those cards and everything that's in the purse. So I would say, you know, if you are, you know, carrying a gun or something like that, only use it when you have to. But for something like a purse or something like that, I would just say give it to them and, you know, live to see another day.
And if you are a victim of a slider crime, is it just call 911 immediately after? Is that what you should do?
Yes. So I would go inside of the gas station, lock the car and call 911 and then give them as much, like we said, details of the individual, the car that they left in, if you were able to get eyes on them. And then, you know, let them pay attention to your surroundings, see if there's cameras so that you can point that out to the officer when he comes so that they can go directly inside and pull that surveillance tape and try and get as much information on those suspects.
Wow, these are great tips. Okay, what other crimes should listeners be aware of right now that maybe we don't know about because they haven't made headlines yet? Is there anything else that we should be on the watch for?
The big thing that's really it's not new, but it's been going on, it's just auto thefts and just burglary of motor vehicles. So people breaking cars like crazy. So the main thing we really want to encourage people to do is do not leave your firearms in your car. Right.
Yeah.
So people have the tendency, I'm just going to run in real quick and come out. I don't need my gun. And they leave it in the glove compartment. They leave it under the seat. When they come back, that glass is broken. And we've had thousands of guns stolen last year. So we definitely want to, you know, encourage people, do not leave your gun in your car. If you do, purchase a gun lock, a gun safe that can be connected to the bottom of your seat. We've been out at several different, you know, community events and we provide those for free to the public. But they're easily found on, you know, websites. You could buy them. They're, you know, pretty reasonably priced. It's not a long term, you know, storage, but it will stop it from being stolen. You know what I mean? If you absolutely have to, you're going into one of those locations where you can't take it by law, you can lock it up in there until you get back.
Gotcha. Now, is it true that HPD, if you requested, you guys will go check on the house if a neighbor can't and just make sure everything is safe while families are gone?
Yes, sir. That's something that people don't really take advantage of enough, in my opinion. It's called an alert slip. And you just call your station closest to your home and you let them know, hey, I respectfully like to request an alert slip. I'm going to be gone from this time to this time, if possible, in officers' uncommitted time to patrol. They'll designate maybe one or two officers to go by there several times throughout the shift to check and make sure that there's no, you know, forced entry or anything like that. And then they'll make notes in their slip saying that they went by there. They'll be out on self-initiated patrol. Because I used to do them all the time for people when we would get them at the station. So that is gotcha. Something that we provide for free that I feel like people should take more advantage of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that is awesome that you guys are providing that. And these tips were great. And again, we want everyone to be safe out there. And thank you for everything you do for the community, Sergeant. We truly appreciate you taking some time out and joining us and educating our listeners.
Anytime, man. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. And I look forward to seeing it when you all post it.
That was Sergeant Jeremy Lehar. You can find more safety tips for the holiday season from HPD with the link in our show notes. By the way, if you have questions for us, hit us up on Instagram at CityCast Houston. One of our loyal listeners at ZestQS actually had a question about cops swaying across 59 traffic to almost pace traffic one night. And she was wondering, why do they do that? Well, at ZestQS, usually it's because they're trying to control the flow of traffic because there's an obstacle ahead, or they just need to slow traffic down for whatever reason. And that maneuver is called the round robin. Thanks for sending in that question and sharing the podcast with all your friends. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. All right, Dina, here's the pickup.